Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, folks, I wanted to share with you sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store and get your orders in ASAP, please. I'm of course not forcing your hand. I'm asking you force your own hand so we're not inundated with a bunch of orders over the next couple days. If you're going to do any ordering, t-shirts, dog tags, coffee cups, whatever the case might be, where there's statements, these are all per your request. We've accommodated. We have orders going out every day. And, folks, I'm just telling you, we got some good stuff over there. And if you're going to order, please do it now. And, again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store over there. Please also consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. With that said, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, this morning I was talking to one of my friends. We're getting a week of invitations to come out to another state, in particular Michigan. And while we were having a conversation, what was brought up was how much idolatry is in that state. They worship their politicians. They call themselves Christians, but they forgot that our forefathers didn't make an appeal to their favorite politicians. They made an appeal to heaven, and they swung in, waved back and forth the flag, no king but King Jesus. That's our history. And to say that there's idolatry in the state of Michigan is to underestimate my observation of that state. I've been there over 40 times over the last 3 years. I continuously tell the people, this is the problem that you have. Another candidate comes out, tells them what they want to hear. They leave Jesus again. They go back to their favorite politician, and they wonder why they're falling under the judgments of God. Now, I'm not saying that in a form of a backhand. I'm saying that to be corrective, to instruct in righteousness, to reprove as Scripture tells us that we're supposed to do. And the heart behind all of that, of course, is love. And we know that love is the fulfilling of the law. Read Romans 13 as well. The list goes on concerning scriptures that we could name off there. But in saying that, you know, that state is without a shadow of a doubt under the judgments of God. And when we were having a conversation, I said, listen, you've got a governor. The Bible says the eyes are the window to the soul. You have a governor that boasts in the fact that she wants to continuously murder children. I said, she has a black soul. You can see it in her eyes. She's never had to really do anything to get where she is today. She's very well connected to the medical industry because of her dad, and we can see how this works, because if you look at the politicians that are up and coming, 9 times out of 10, that's what you're dealing with. They have a silver spoon in their mouth, folks. Didn't take any discipline to get where they were or where they're at today. They were handed a pass to do so, and that's exactly what they're doing, and acting inappropriately, because again, it took them no discipline to get to the position that they're in today. So I said to my friend here in Michigan, I said, listen, you have a governor that wears a hat, Make America Great Again, Planned Parenthood, knowing that she's advocating for more murder of the children. Not only is she advocating for the murder of the children, but through Prop 3, she's also trying to give power to her subordinates to basically steal away kids at will to have abortions, vaccinations, so on and so forth. I'm not kidding you, friends. I'm not kidding you. And what's worse is the fact that before she becomes the governor for the second term, just do your best to ignore voter fraud majorly, especially in that state. I've seen it with my eyes, friends. There's major voter fraud going on in that state. For this woman to be reelected tells you one thing, that she is a plant, she's controlled opposition, and she is acting accordingly. But on her second reelection campaign, you know what she did? She used a Ouija board to introduce to the state of Michigan her cabinet. And I said, if that doesn't tell you anything, I don't know what to tell you. I said, these people operate in such a fashion where they do the unthinkable. I mean, read the book of Jeremiah. Listen to the things Paul talked about when he said he couldn't even speak of the things that these people are guilty of. Americans, the politicians are showing you who they are by what it is that they advocate. It shows you they are guilty of those very things. If I was to pull the curtain back and show you who they were, it wouldn't surprise many that have their eyes wide open. To those that have their head in the sand, they say no way they could be responsible for that. Ask yourself the question, what is it that they're advocating for? Because what they're advocating for shows you what they're guilty of. They do the unthinkable. And that's why people don't believe they can be responsible for the things that we're seeing here today. Folks, that's ridiculous. To deny that an apple tree brings forth apples is ridiculous. That's like saying corrupt politicians don't bring forth corrupt fruit. Put that in the weight of Scripture again, Matthew 7:16. That's impossible. You reap what you sow, and it rains on the just and the unjust, and they're going to reap according to what sort of seed that they're planting in their lives. So, with that said, we were going back, and she said, listen, in Michigan, we have like the largest satanic communities in the country. And this is what she sent me. She said, Detroit has the largest satanic temple in the U.S. Look to government, friends. That's where it's starting from. It had a 9-foot statue of Satan himself, which opened July 2015. These organizations welcome all gays and the LGBTQ. Well, you should ask yourself, if you call yourself a sodomite, you should ask yourself why the Church of Satan would be open arms to you. Because that's the author of your confusion and your abominable life choices. That's why Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. She went on. In 2020, they held a meeting in Detroit with all the main leaders of the satanic temples to lay out the next few decades. Who else would be responsible for this? The Lord said, if you refuse me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. Okay? Again, the apple doesn't fall too far from Satan, does it, when he's creating the hell through his minions today, John 8:44. She said, 2006 in Muskegon, a man was arrested for sacrificing children. How come this isn't highlighted? And by the way, it's been expunged from the record. It's been expunged from big tech companies. Why? Because they're the ones helping promote it. I'm going to come right back to this because there's a couple points I want to make. And then we're going to get to new bill ensures foreign borders while leaving American borders wide open. I want you to think about what you're paying for, friends, because the demise that you see on the horizon, you're paying for it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we're having this conversation. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, about what's happening in governments throughout the United States. Well, the Lord said if you wickedly depart from him, he would turn your nation into hell. Psalm 9:16 and 17. And it's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, you're beginning to see these pop up all over the place. Satan loves to put himself up, friends, just for the record. But there's a pentagram above his head. It's Baphomet. And a little boy looking up at Satan's head. And he's giving all these hand gestures. Hey, folks, here's the deal. Okay, Scripture tells us in the book of Numbers that the curses don't apply to the church. If you're in Christ Jesus, Jesus told us in Luke 10:19 that he's given us all power over the works of the enemy. The problem is there's too many people talking about having the power but not displaying that power, and therein lies the problem. There is absolutely no reason why this is happening all over the United States, in Michigan, in Tennessee. I believe they have one in Kentucky as well. Give me a break. So much for calling that a theory, friends. I mean, what do you think to all this abortion that's been taking place across the United States of America over the last, 40 and 50 years in this country has been all about? It's child sacrifice. And you're just as guilty of it if you're not standing against it, friends, for the record. Now, let me get over to this. I want to finish this off because I was talking to my friend about what's going on in Michigan, and I told her that's all you have to do is look to your governor because she's doing the unthinkable, and she's showing you who she is by what she's exhibiting and what she's advocating for, what she's responsible for. You can't hide that. Hey, the office and the person are one and the same. The act is not a part of the actor. And again, we judge them by their fruit. We know who they are. Now, this is what I want you to check out. In 1888, the book The Marriage of Heaven and Hell by William Blake cast Satan as the Messiah. That's what they're trying to do now. 1960 was the first Church of Satan that we were told of under Anton LaVey. How's that working out for him, by the way? And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, for the people that think for some reason or another, that's just something that's way out here. I want you to see this most recent report concerning what they're trying to do in public schools, folks. Isn't it interesting? Again, lines between church and state is found in no founding document in the United States of America, but somehow or another, when you want to go ahead and advocate for foreigners coming in and washing their feet, such as those that are coming from the Middle East that mean to conquer this country, the Muslims, well, now the Satanists and the communists, they're all having their way in public school, except the Christians. And rightfully so, folks, because, again, it's a lack of Christianity. But look what they're pushing in public schools today, just to further solidify the point that I'm making.
They'll not be able to keep a satanic club out of a Cobb County school. A national group wants to form after-school Satan clubs in several schools around the country. Channel 2's Barrett Peterson live in Powder Springs, where he talked to parents about this today.
Yes, some describe the satanic...
You can turn that up, GCN, please, a little bit.
...activists and their main priority, the separation of church and state. But parents who send their kids to school here...
I want to stop right there. He just made reference to the lines between church and state. There is no such thing. If you would like to contend Jude 3 and 4, please do. I would love to have that conversation with you. I want you to find in your founding documents where it tells us that there's a line between church and state. Then give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. I've been waiting for this call for 20 years. But yet the media keeps pushing it, and the people out there are hiding behind the lie because it's not there. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today, but there's no lines between church and state. And it's interesting, look at the government. They advocate whatever they want to advocate, regardless of lines between church and state. But when it works for them, there's no such thing as lines between church and state, friends. And there isn't. That's the problem. The people are believing the lie once again.
Really don't like that name, regardless of what the group says it means. In the pickup line, this first day of school at Still Elementary in Cobb County, parents say they know their Bill of Rights.
It's America. I mean, you know...
Look at how stupid this woman is.
That doesn't mean Tina Knight likes it in this case.
She says it's America. Freedom of religion. Really? Freedom of religion. To teach Satanism in public schools. Well, folks, you've been tolerating this for what? 50 years in this country. I can go back further and highlight some of the things that the American people have given a pass to that are completely unconstitutional. Freedom of religion is under the Christian umbrella, friends. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Faithers, so on and so forth. The Methodists, it's under the umbrella of the Christian faith. To sit there and say freedom of religion is to advocate for that which is evil and deadly. Under the Great Deluder, there's a Great Deluder Act, friends, as well. But for this woman to sit back and say, well, you know, it's freedom of religion, baloney. Baloney, what, can a foreign nation come in here and say it's freedom of religion and then submit to a foreign government within the United States and begin to advocate for one? Absolutely not. Liberty is the right to do what God's law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, period. And we have all power over the enemy. He's a defeated foe. And here we have an ignorant American. And, of course, the mainstream media is going to look for these people and say, you know what? There's freedom of religion here. Really? Do I have freedom to kill you? Do I have freedom to go ahead and steal your goods? Do I have freedom to go over to your house and destroy? Well, you say no. Well, then let me ask you, how is it that you're advocating for Satanism? Because Satan is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. It shows you that people are ignorant of their foundations every step of the way. Let's watch the rest of this report. They're trying to advocate for Satanism in public schools in America.
A national group called the Satanic Temple, with a branch in Atlanta, wants to form what it calls an after-school Satan club at this school to counter faith-based Christian clubs.
I have a hard time thinking like an American because I wasn't raised here. I had religious education in school.
Okay.
And those that didn't want to would sit it out.
This YouTube video and After School Satan website touts the club as a gathering that promotes focused rationalism, free inquiry, and fun. And since thousands of elementary schools from coast to coast allow the Christian Good News Clubs to gather on campuses after dismissal, the Satanic Temple says the law protects their club, too. Parents are worried the school board may have no choice.
Oh, well, definitely my preference would be no, that we don't have it. But
then pull your kids out of public school.
Christians not have it.
Then they can't indoctrinate them. How about that?
A Cobb school officials say there is no after-school Satan club here. In fact, it's
here you have the clowns entertaining the goats that don't know the difference.
To the Atlanta chapter today, have not heard back from them yet.
Wow. Wow, Americans. I said it last week. I'll say it again. What is it that the American people won't put up with? Whoa! Isn't this insane? They act like they have the freedom to break the law. No, they do not. In any sense of the word, freedom of religion. Well, I'm going to come from a, you know, a satanic background, and I want to come to steal, kill, and destroy, and I want to teach your kids how to do it, and I have every right in the world to do it, because the Christians can promote truth and light and purity and righteousness and goodness and truth, Ephesians 5, 7 through 9. But, you know, if they do it, I can do it too. No, you can't. There's no law that permits anybody to do the wrong thing in this country. Let me get to the next story here, friends, for you really quick. You guys all know who Franco Harris is? Remember the famous football player? I believe he was a Pittsburgh Steeler from the 70s. I remember there was commercials when I was a kid back in the late 70s and 80s. He was on them all the time. I want you to check this out because just saying what others are failing to tell you in most cases. Check this out.
Hello, I'm Franco Harris, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a running back, I took a lot of hits on the field. But I did want to get hit by COVID, so I got vaccinated. Don't take the hit. Get vaccinated. That's your best move.
Okay, so Franco Harris wants you to go get vaccinated. Guess what, friends? Who caught immaculate reception dies at 72 years old. I bet nobody knows how he died. I'm sure of it. Due to the mentality that we see in this country, I'm absolutely sure nobody knows how Franco died. Look at this. Steelers legend Franco Harris did radio interview just before his death. And what is he doing? He's doing
Minnesota, but afraid of the price tag attached.
Most people don't. He's promoting the experimental jab. Boy, that's talking about reaping a quick harvest real quick, huh? He's advocating for something that just killed him. And, of course, they'll tell us he died of natural causes. He died of a heart attack, or he died of cancer. Oh, speaking of which, did you see this sweet young man? And I mean this with all sincerity. I can just look at him. He's probably a cool, cool kid. I just highlighted yesterday that he was in the hospital for a cancer, an aggressive cancer, that took over, and within one day he was dead. This is the experimental jab. Remember the NFL players had to get the shot, and if they didn't, then they were kicked off the team. Remember that? Yep. And they're continuously promoting the agenda. Still going on here, friends. That tsunami is still doing its destructive course, isn't it? Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. The Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, averting a Friday shutdown deadline. The bill now goes to the House, where a vote's expected tonight. It's not a fit day for man, nor beast, nor airliner. FlightAware says nearly 2,000 flights around the USA have been canceled so far today, another 4,500 delayed, thanks to what's called a once-in-a-generation storm. At airports, passengers are trying to cope.
It sounds like every single hour counts in trying to figure out when you're going to get home.
The weather looked not great. Great for a white Christmas, not good for travel.
Even being delayed, let's say a day or so, is a big deal.
The storm's already done its damage in the Mountain West. Parts of I-70 in Colorado and I-90 in South Dakota have been closed. The system blasting the heartland today before invading the Northeast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, so has anybody been paying attention just to going off, shooting from the hip concerning what we just heard through the mainstream media's narrative again, and they're useful idiots? Did you notice over the last week and a half, it's all been doom and gloom concerning travel over the Christmas season? Yeah, there's going to be bad weather, but you know what? Here in Minnesota, we welcome it. Because in Minnesota, it's so cold outside, the only thing you can do to enjoy it is to go snowmobiling. Or go sledding or skiing. People are looking forward to this kind of weather to do those activities. But over and over and over again, what do we hear? We hear them trying to deter us from going somewhere to visit our relatives or our friends. Do not be deterred by this. You might run into bad weather. You might run into a cancellation. So what? Love overcomes all of that if you want to get together with someone. You just keep going on with your bad self. I was just showing people that I have live radar on my phone right now. If you're on social media platforms right now, I want you to look at this. This is live radar. This is, I can tap on any airplane. I can tell you exactly who it is, where they're coming from, how high they are, whatever the case might be, and where they're going to. Look at all the airplanes coming in and going out. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There's 30 planes right in front of me, friends. People are not deterred by this garbage, but it's interesting how they're trying to keep people separate the way that they have over the last 3.5 years through the pandemic. Yep. And you just heard during the break how they just passed this $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep government open, they said. This is always the excuse. Has very little to do or to do with it completely, absolutely has nothing to do with it. And I meant to say it the way I said it. Just so you don't think I'm stupid. Okay? Look at this. Just before Christmas, they do it all the time. Just before Christmas, when everybody's busy doing what they're doing, they push through every year another bill. This new $1.7 trillion spending bill being proposed, right? Now it's passed. They just got to go, it's got to go to Treasonous Joe now. And I'm certain he'll sign on to it. Do you know where all this money's going to, friends? We spent just a little time on this yesterday. This bill further fortifies themselves against the very people that they're supposed to serve. Did you know that? See, what I found going through this bill, and I continuously found it, is that in the light of the law, this is redistribution of this country's wealth as it is treason at every given level. This is what it is. More aid for Ukraine. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that, folks, again, probably for the fourth time now, Mr. Vladimir Zelensky, he's a Nazi. He's a sodomite. He plays with his male appendage. We played the video for you. As a comedian and an actor that he is, he was playing the piano with his male appendage. We showed you the gay videos that he did for what we could show you. Yesterday, I had highlighted that over $40 billion has been given to that country thus far. Isn't that insane? Yep. Isn't that insane? But that's where this money is going. Did you also know that this bill, as they call it, would provide $2.6 billion, listen carefully, for U.S. attorneys? That are sworn to the bar. They don't even know the Constitution, friends. They're not sworn to God. They're sworn to the bar. This $2.6 billion would go for U.S. attorneys, which would include funding efforts to further support prosecutions related to January 6th. Oh, so it's going to take $2.6 billion to get a team of attorneys to attack the rest of those luckless souls that showed up in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. But again, keep in mind, the only one not going to the jail cell or being sentenced is the leader of the coup. The coup, as the state-run media called it, the leader of the coup, Mr. Donald Trump, is running for another term. They're all controlled opposition. I need to say this for people that don't listen to the show continuously. You say to yourself, we picked the lesser of two evils, and I still see some of you idiots out there saying, well, you know, Donald Trump was better than Joe Biden. They're pushing the same agenda. Separate the two. Show me. Just this last week, Mr. Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, signs onto a bill called what? The Protection of Marriage Act, which destroys marriage. He said it was a blow against hate. Oh, Donald Trump would have never did that. Donald Trump tweeted that he was the gayest president in U.S. history. What are you talking about? He appointed sodomites to military heads in our military, folks, in the United States. He's also the one that simultaneously, while Biden was illegally passing those policies which undermined the Constitution and attack Christian American patriot conservatives, Donald Trump was in Florida at Mar-a-Lago entertaining the Republican gays, sodomites. The Bible calls them, and so does state statute, crimes against nature. When are you people going to wake up? There is no difference. Two wings of the same bird. Here, this is what you need to know. 1,162 presidential contenders, and the only ones that you heard from were the ones that the mainstream media pushed, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And what did they do? They gave you a couple others that were so bad There was no credibility whatsoever. Neither did Joe Biden. Neither did whore Kamala Harris, folks. Let's call it for what it is. They have no support of the American people. But which one do you think? And then the message was, look at 80 million people said no more to Donald Trump, and they said yes to Joe Biden. Nope, that's an attack. That's browbeating. They're trying to get you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. This is coming to me right now. I'm going to say it to you. Folks, the only way that they're going to do and get away with what they're doing right now is with the help of foreign armies, foreign mercenaries, and the list goes on. And that's exactly who they're acting like right now. Okay? Back to the point. This $1.7 trillion spending bill was just passed. It has not been signed yet. But we're told it's to keep the government open. No, we're finding that that money is going to support foreign countries, as is it to raise up U.S. attorneys to further prosecute anybody that showed up at January 6th. Not making this up. They want to empower their Gestapo, is what they want. The package also gives $11.3 billion to the FBI. 72 to 74% of the American people have equated the FBI to the Gestapo now. Yeah. I mean, there's that many people in these agencies, which are unconstitutional, that will attack the innocent and accuse them of the crimes that this administration is guilty of. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, but it's being sold to you as $11.3 billion to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, including for efforts to investigate extremist violence and domestic terrorism. Those are Christian patriots. They're trying to create enemies out of the state. Enemies of the state is what they're trying to create right now. If you think that's out there, go ahead to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which in fact is now busing illegals into America illegally. Do remember that that was started right after September 11th, 2001, and they came up with a definition of 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and it has nothing to do with foreigners. It has nothing to do with anybody that's subversive to American government. It's only those that stand on the Bible and the Constitution. And guess what? By the grace of God, we ain't moving. Amen? Hallelujah? If I was in a black church right now, we'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Okay, also what's found in this bill is the funding measures are a part of a $39 billion that would be and go to the Injustice Department, which, by the way, yesterday I highlighted the fact that they are now suing the state of Arizona for putting up containers to keep illegals out of the state. This is what they call the Department of Justice. Now, folks, open your eyes. They're destroying your country. And they're doing it in the guise of being your representatives. Okay? The package would also provide an additional $576 million for the environmental protection agencies, bringing its funding up to $10.1 billion. Keep in mind the $576 million to protect the environment, that is communism. But also keep in mind a lot of the money, too, that goes into these bills goes to make sure that human beings are killed in the womb. Proverbs 6:17. This is the same government, okay? They want to put up money would go to put up a new FBI headquarters. They're fortifying themselves against you. And just like I said yesterday, in the 50s, Harry Truman used to walk up and down the street shaking the hands of his constituents. Why? Because they still served the people. Now parts of the White House, folks, the back of the White House is completely shut down. You can't even walk up to the back of the fence anymore. The front fence is up a couple more feet. Again, there's secret tunnels. They are fortified by the military with RPGs up on top of that building. Now, why would you need to have all of that security detail if you are serving the people? Because they didn't do that in the 50s. Okay, so now they're talking about using some of that money to create a new FBI headquarters. Also, much of the money would go to Afghanistan and an adjustment act. Okay? I want to go over to another one because I want you to... This is another article. This is by Star O Cal Media. I can't really. Okay, Star Local Media, is that what it says? Okay. Critics, omnibus bill prioritizes border security overseas over U.S. border. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to spew this out. Folks, but I want you to put in contrast how they're selling it to you as to keep the government in business, when in fact I'm giving you the details of the bill, and it is keeping them in business. It's also fortifying themselves concerning their attacks on the American people in the United States of America. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fastest hour on national radio, no question about it. Talking about the omnibus bill, the $1.7 trillion bill that they just signed under the guise of keeping the government in function. I want to bring it to one more level, and I want to try to keep you or give you or leave you, I'm sorry, on a good note before the end of the show here. Omnibus bill prioritizes border security overseas over the U.S. border. You guys all know who's Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, right? He's a treasonous individual. He's been busted for trafficking cocaine. He's Mr. Anti-Drug. Oh, I wish people would understand. These are actors. They're controlled operatives. They're plants. They're extorted men. But Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Kentucky, said on Tuesday, listen carefully, this is the good guy. This is the ones that they sell as the good guys. He said, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, unconstitutional, Democratic House, unconstitutional, and Democratic Senate, unconstitutional, we're able to achieve through this omnibus spending bill essentially all of our priorities. Okay? These priorities include U.S. Rep. Dan Bishop from New York, or North Carolina, saying prohibiting funding for U.S. Customs and Border Protection technology to improve security at the southern U.S. border while funding border security for Middle Eastern countries. The money's not going to you, U.S. It's going to the Middle Eastern countries. This is how you establish a global order. Just do it right in front of the constituents. Just do it right in front of the people. The bill also would include funding increased processing and transportation of illegal foreign nationals throughout the United States and allocating $1.2 million for DACA recipients despite federal courts repeatedly ruling the program is illegal in a case brought by Texas. So in other words, regardless of the law, they're still doing it. They've been doing this for a long time. The bill states none of the funds shall be used to hire permanent federal employees for any flight hours other than those flown by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, air and marine operations, except for internal transportation of non-citizens, or to acquire, maintain, or extend border security technology and capabilities, except for technology and capabilities to improve border patrol processing. Hey, folks, did you approve this bill? No, we didn't approve this. See, they're a government unto themselves, and they act accordingly. And then they put it in your face and in your ears that this is what you wanted. Nobody wants this. I'm going to end with this. The Biden administration doesn't want more money for the DHS to enforce laws and deport people. They only want money to process more people so they can release more people. Don't be fooled by their propaganda, said the said representative. That's doing his job. Praise God for him. The bill would also allocate $410 million. Listen carefully. This bill that they said was there to keep them in business, our government, folks. This is the truth of what they're not telling you. This bill would allocate $410 million to border security for the countries of Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Oman, through the Defense Security Corporation's agencies through September 30th, 2024, while completely ignoring your own borders. Which, by the way, this federal government and state governments are making and ensuring that your government borders are kept wide open. Okay? Hey, folks, I'm going to say this again. I love the institution of God-ordained government. We just need good men there. We don't need more policies that undermine the U.S. Constitution. That's what's happening. We're talking about them tearing down the walls and making us an open prey. But I want to say this too. Nothing in this country is going to be righted until the Church of America repents before God. Everything I just got done sharing with you right now is the fruit of judgment upon a people that refuse to repent before God. Until the people in this country, both church and government, in that order, Jeremiah 17:9, in that order, friends, until the church repents and the government repents, folks, and is empowered by the Holy Ghost, nothing is going to go the direction that it should be going in the blessings of God. You are being, Americans, you are being made an open prey to this federal government. What they're selling these bills to you, what they're selling themselves to you as, the opposite is true. Not all of them, but a good portion of them. The ones that are pushing the agenda are getting the most attention. Let's put it that way. Americans, do the math. We need to get this right. It's time for America to repent. I want to leave you on a good note. The Bible is clear in Acts 10:38. how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All. He still is the healer. He's still the one that we need to go to for healing, for all of our needs. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. I want you to listen to this man that was on the radio talking about how God still heals with an issue that he had with his throat. I want you to partake with this miracle that took place before the eyes and the ears of the one, folks, God, the one true God, and how it is his son healed him on national television and national radio. Are you ready for this? Folks, this is outstanding. Listen to this.
All of his rights, and he heals.
He's got an issue with his throat.
All of my diseases. Let me say to you that I believe God still heals. That hasn't ended. That is not over. Now, you have to be careful on how you do this, because there are folks who carry things to an excess, and it becomes a show. And God has never intended that that be what it is. God heals in his sovereign will. I don't know why God does things that he does, but I know that he does. And the only thing he requires of me is to allow him to be God and me to be me, and let it be. To say that every single person will always be healed because Jesus died on the cross is a misinterpretation of Scripture. Not true. Won't work. Isaiah 53 doesn't talk about physical healing. I'm sorry. That's just not the context. And to impress that there causes a misinterpretation of Scripture. That's wrong. On the other hand, to say that since we don't have anything after the book of Acts, that miracles ended at the book of Acts and they never happen again is equally as wrong.
That's right.
Because you have put God in a box both ways. And he doesn't want to be in the box. So, the psalmist says, I'm excited. Bless the Lord, O my soul. One of his benefits is he heals all of my diseases.
Listen, friend.
In verse 4 he says, and he redeems my life from the pit. Now, I like that verse just a whole lot. I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences. We've all had times when our life seemed to be in a pit, in a grave.
Are you guys getting this? He's being healed during his preaching.
We didn't have an answer.
Amen.
For the pit we find ourselves in.
Amen. Amen, dude.
And I don't understand this right now.
I do. He's preaching on the healing of the Lord.
Yes, woman.
And his voice is being healed while he's preaching, folks.
I'm not quite sure what to say or do.
That's who he is, folks.
Sounds funny to say at a loss for words.
His voice is completely healed. Amen. By the way, his name is Dwayne Miller. Dwayne Miller.
Thank you, Lord. He redeems my life from the pit.
Amen. Amen, dude. Amen.
And crowns me with love and compassion.
Amen. That's who he is.
He satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen. His name is
the Lord brings righteousness.
His name is Dwayne Miller.
Oppressed.
And he's preaching a service, friends, and his voice was shot, as you could well hear, and I believe it was going to go on for the rest of his life, and he was healed during preaching on how the Lord still heals. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.